Lyndon, take your clothes off.
Cyril's voice, low and commanding, laced tendrils of seduction through my mind. Even without his 6'5" of supernatural perfection looming, he had control. Absolutely not. You're not talking me into that again. A world away, he still commanded my body. My stomach filled with warmth, and hairs raised on my arms with the cadence and tone in my mind. Damn it.
How was I to know the man would be walking his dog so late? If your inferior senses had detected his presence, you could have hidden instead of running naked through the streets.
He snickered.
Look at it this way. You were lighter without clothes, and Michael's power infusion gave you the ability to outrun the beast. Important knowledge, even if your hearing sucks.
Ever since the accident, which left Cyril in another plane of existence, tormenting me remained his main form of entertainment. He took great pleasure in my uncertainty. Being separated from his body left him with metaphorical idle hands, and my brain the only thing within reach. He blamed his actions on not knowing which abilities I inherited when I destroyed Michael, my short-lived husband and all-around supernatural nuisance. The moment I plunged the knife into Michael's back, something in me changed. Beyond the branching pattern of raised skin covering my back, the experience also altered my soul. But how was unclear. With Cyril as my guide, I never knew if I'd end up the victor or the prey. My hearing is fine. Besides, I couldn't hear around all the bullshit you were spewing in my head. I crossed my arms, still not quite comfortable speaking to him out loud. A delay occurred between my thoughts and his access to them. His interpretation of them was accurate about 60% of the time. Verbal communication allowed for instant understanding when it worked.
You're not questioning me, are you? Do you want to learn or not?
The huskiness surrounding his words accented power and his centuries of experience. Since he was at my mercy until he once again inhabited his body, desperation for control led him to push boundaries. As much as I hated to admit it, I needed him too. But letting him know was not an option. He was cocky enough. Another ounce of ego would make him unbearable. Mr. Ariston, do not think for one moment you're going to manipulate me. There needs to be trust.
I couldn't agree more. Had you trusted me, we wouldn't be in this mess.
He sighed and in a soft tone wrapped with demand said,
Now, take your clothes off.
Can't I just stick to releasing souls? That was easy, and I could leave my pants on.
No, you have much to learn.
Cyril had let me know that he was not sure why, but the mixture of his blood in my veins and my proximity to Michael's destruction gave me the ability to release souls. He had said that mankind should be damn thankful I was there to take his place as the gateway to the afterlife. Freeing their souls for the journey to heaven, or hell, saved them from an eternity in purgatory. But apparently, that was only part of it. As long as you don't start calling me Grim. Maybe it wasn't fair to forbid the nickname I bestowed upon him for his role as the soul deliverer, but I was beyond worrying about his sensitivities.
I have far better names for you. Would you like to hear how you inspired them?
No. Let's get this over with. It's freezing.
Magic is more than an ability. It's a skill. Surely our previous lessons have taught you that. Channeling the energy takes practice.
But you say it's equal parts will and magic. Some situations require an influence and focus, spell component, and chant. Like how you told me you created your family with the souls of three men, your blood, magic, and focused will. What does any of that have to do with getting naked? He growled.
Stop talking and do it. Trust me.